Welcome to the Vincent Moreland Show, More Land, More Sports. We're going to discuss our week six predictions for the NFL. I'm on a little bit of a time crunch. I only got time for one guest, but we got the guy who's been on the show more than anybody else. Carwin, welcome back.
Hey, welcome back, me. Appreciate it. Thanks for finally having me back.
Welcome back, me.
Good to be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's get right
into
it.
How was the pork chops?
You said what?
How was those pork chops?
I didn't eat any pork chops.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, the Patriots are the chopped up that cover, that 6.5 cover, but nope. You know, Philadelphia just wants to go for two and they don't really need to, you know.
The Patriots.
I'm sorry. The Buccaneers. I'm sorry. Yeah. When I think of Tom Brady, my first team I think of is the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I get it.
I can't get the Patriots out of my mind when it comes to Tom Brady. Like a couple weeks ago, I kept saying the Patriots were going to beat the Bucs, thinking that Tom Brady plays for the Patriots. So I mean, right. You know, that's just the NFL for you. But yeah, I had the Bucs beating the Eagles. Did you?
I didn't mess with that game. I mean, yeah, I had them beat the Eagles. I didn't know.
Yeah. No bet. Just like in your head, like, did you have the Buccaneers winning?
Yeah, I did all the way, definitely. I mean, I don't even know how it became that close in the first place. They should have annihilated the Eagles.
Yeah, they were up by two possession, and then they had to go for like a fourth and short, and Brady overthrew Evans, I believe it was, and then that left Philadelphia with a short field, and of course they scored. Had to hold back an F-bomb. But, yeah, of course they scored. And, you know, then they're down by eight. So, you know, Nick Sirianni's like, oh, we're going to go for two. I want to be the next Doug Peterson. You know, I want to go for two all the time. And so they go for two, and then they're down by six instead of just kicking an extra point and being down by seven. And then, of course, Tampa Bay holds on to the ball for the last 5 minutes. They get Philadelphia to burn all of their timeouts, and they get in the red zone. But, you know, they get the first down when they need to, and then, you know, at the two-minute warning with no timeouts, it's basically game over for the team that's losing with no timeouts. So, unfortunately, the Buccaneers cannot cover their 6.5-point spread as they only won by six instead of seven or more. But it's okay. It's okay. In the six games that the Buccaneers have played, they've only covered twice. So that's kind of disappointing. But anyway – we'll get on with this NFL action for this week six. Very big week for a lot of teams that you know, that might be out of it if they lose another game this week. But we know the Ravens won't be in that position as they're 4-1, as they're going against the 4-1 Los Angeles Chargers. I got those Ravens winning, bro. I like our chances. I know. Well, we win by luck. Like, stop. Shut up. You know, we'll be fine. Like, you know, Hollywood Brown, if he doesn't drop three TDs, we blow out the Lions. Kansas City, that's our first time beating them in quite some time. You know, give us props instead of saying, oh, Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled the ball. Why don't you give us credit? Why don't you give us credit for forcing a fumble? If it's the Ravens, it's luck. But if it's, you know, a good, you know, run stopper that's known for forcing fumbles, oh, he gets all the credit in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, you know, that Raiders game, first game of the year, Bills lost their first week. Packers lost. They've won four straight since. And they look like the teams that we expected them to be. And then Monday night against the Colts, I mean, that was just a resilient win. I don't know what happened. I don't know how we got down by so many. But you know, we came through when we needed to. But if it's Patrick Mahomes coming back from 19 down, everybody wants to, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. So,
right.
So let's calm down. You know, like when Houston was up 21-0 against them in the playoffs a couple years ago. Oh, Mahomes making that big comeback, 24 points, one goal. But no, if it's the Ravens, you know, we went by luck. But anyway, my point is I got the Ravens winning this game. I think it'll be a good game. I got a final score of 33-30.
33-30? 33. Oh, I was going to say, I hope it's going to be 33-30 since I got the over. But, a lot of different – not a lot, but a couple different factors that I'm considering in this game. Mike Williams' availability, as he has the most touchdowns on the season. out of any of the Chargers players. So if he's not there, they take a big hit in the receiving core, and I don't really think that they win without him. And but if he does play, Herbert, he's been hot, he's been on fire, looking like a legitimate MVP candidate, as is Lamar. But I also think that the Chargers have a better run game than the Ravens do. Eckler is better than any running back the Ravens are playing right now.
Including Lamar?
Well, not counting Lamar since he's a quarterback, but I know he's
I'm
winning
just joking.
football. But I think both have. I think the Chargers, they have both, so they have an okay pass rush, but both leave a little to be desired when it comes to their passing defenses. As you saw last week, you let Baker Mayfield do that on you. And I do have this being a high scoring game though, just because these are two really good potent offenses. And but I gotta get the Chargers the edge here. It's the Ravens, because if the Ravens, if they start out slow, I noticed a lot of their wins, they start out slow. Chiefs started out slow. Colts came out slow. If you come out slow against the Chargers, you're not coming back. They've been too good, too disciplined, too poised, and you're not coming back against the Chargers. So I think that's what they're gonna end up trying to do, play the comeback game again, and it's not gonna work against the Chargers. So I got it being 35-30.
Okay, you got the Chargers winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just found out like I'm gonna be a 2-hour drive, but it's all good. We're gonna continue with this show.
Instead of a 1-hour drive.
Ha.
You thought it was going to be a 1-hour drive?
I didn't play in the factor that there's gonna be a lot of traffic to where I'm going, but we're still gonna continue the show. You got the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars playing. I thought the Dolphins would have had a better start to this season, but unfortunately, they haven't really shown that. Granted, they haven't had their quarterback for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Tua's going to be coming back this week, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be a London game for the Jaguars. So the Jaguars normally play well in London for some reason. They whooped the Ravens' butts a couple years back in London, but I got the Dolphins winning this game. They're only 3-point favorites. But I think they can handle that. I can see the Dolphins finishing at probably a score about 27-24. That's going to be my guess. 27-24 Dolphins.
Yeah, I say the Jags get their first win this week. The offense looks like it's progressing and growing a little bit better at the offense, I mean at the NFL level, than it was early on in the season when they almost beat the Bengals. And I have some respect for the Bengals, and they were in it for a little bit with the Titans, and then it just Titans kind of ran away with it, their running game in the second half. And I just think Miami's offense is kind of in shambles this year, as you're not seeing them do nearly as well as you would expect them to be based off of how you saw them do last year. So if the Jags are going to get their first win, I think Miami's definitely the kind of team that I could see them getting their first win against. And I do see it being a, and it being Tua's first game back, Tua wasn't all that spectacular to begin with. So I really don't see him performing all that well to give them the win. And I think that the Jags are able to pull this game out 21-20.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Dolphins, they'll be missing Prest. Excuse me, they'll be missing DeVante Parker and Will Fuller. Will Fuller, that's not a surprise, but yeah. So look out for Jalen Waddle, and then look out for Preston Williams and Isaiah Ford this week, and Gesicki, of course. Next game we have the Cardinals. Or no, that's a little too far down. We got the Packers and Bears game. I don't really care for. I got the Packers winning this game. I'd love to see Justin Fields pull off the upset, but I don't think he will. Give me Packers. I'm gonna go 27-17.
Right. Did you pick Green Bay to cover too? I put them in my bet slip.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Oh, okay. The Bears, I mean, actually, surprisingly, they're on a 2-game winning streak, albeit the teams they play were the Lions, and then the
The
oh, actually, I
Raiders.
mean the Raiders are respectable. You know what they're going through. So, mean, that's not a huge surprise, but still, you know, the defense has been a little bit, has been kind of solid. The offense has been eh. Fields hasn't been playing the best. I mean, but he's taking care of the football, which is what you can ask for. But he's hasn't, you know, kind of scratched the surface of his ceiling or his potential yet. I feel like in turning it loose, and they, you know, the Bears, they don't have Montgomery either, and they're going to be without Williams because of COVID. But that guy Herbert, who was, apparently was a standout RB in college, he's proven that he can handle the load when he was there playing last week alongside Williams, and he still had a good game. So I expect him to have a good game, especially since I have him going to fantasy. And Green Bay, you know what Green Bay is, Rodgers coming up MVP season, and a really hard fought, grinded out win against the Bengals last week. And I think Rodgers is going to have an easier task against the Bears. And let's see, being, say, 26-13.
Yeah, hopefully Mason Crosby got his legs back this week. That was a horrible performance last week.
No. Think about all the points he left out there in your league. Probably had
almost cost me a parlay.
Yeah.
But, you know. All right, next we got the Bengals and the Lions. Another team in the AFC North and the NFC North. I got the Bengals winning this game, but again, Detroit has been playing so well all year. No matter who they play against, it seems like they have a chance to win every game. So I would not be surprised if the Lions won this game. But I'm going to ride with those Bengals, man. I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to score again this week. Give me the Bengals on this one, 30-24.
He better. Whoa. Oh, you picked you did the over on your bet slip too?
No, I just had Cincy covering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
About to throw it. Yeah, the Bengals and Lions, like Vincent said, the Lions have kind of been in it for somehow, some way, even though they're winless, they've been in it up to the very end, it seems like. And the Bengals,
people are calling them the best 0-5 team of all time.
Yeah. That's it's respect right there. But yeah, the Bengals, they're not really – even though they're a good sound quality team, they're not really the kind of team that'll step on your throat and blow you out, because the Bengals, they almost lost to the Jaguars. And, you know, they had to come from behind when they beat the Vikings in week one. And, you know, the Bengals, they kind of keep things close sometimes. So I wouldn't be surprised if this was a close game, closer game than people expected to be. But nonetheless, I got the Bengals winning. And I say 28-21 Bengals.
Okay. Let's see. Next, we have the Texans and the Colts, an AFC South matchup. Colts are 10-point favorites. Over-under is 43.5. Last time I checked. I got the Colts winning this game. I mean, I know they had a tough loss against us yesterday, but that may have been a big momentum shifter for that team and their season. Because, if you know, you're 1-4 now, but, you know, with Tennessee only being 3-2, you have a pretty good shot. You still play them one more time. So you can gain some ground on them if you start winning some games and beating teams that you're supposed to beat and beating the division leaders. So the Colts are not out of this just yet. But if they lose to the Texans this week, they might be out of it. So give me the Texans on this one. Excuse me. Give me the Texans on this one. I'm going to go Colts 24-20.
So you didn't even think they'll cover.
Actually, 24. No. 24-20. Yeah, 24-20.
Okay.
No, sorry, I didn't pick them to cover. I just picked the over for that game, 43.5.
Okay. Yeah, the Texans, surprisingly, I don't know how they did it. They kept it close. They had the Patriots on the ropes last week. And that's usually Belichick's forte, shutting down rookie quarterbacks.
I don't know if you saw, but the Texans, they only lost to the Browns by 10, and they were hanging in with them.
Yeah, but that was Tyrod, though. I feel like Tyrod's better than Davis Mills.
But, yeah, that was Tyrod, but the game was finished by Davis Mills.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yep, that's right, because week two is when he got hurt, right? All right, so. But yes, and the Colts, they're not a powerhouse team. You know, they're not like the Bills or the Chiefs or anything like that, Chargers, Ravens. So know, the Texans, they can keep it within reach against the Colts. But nonetheless, I still got the Colts pulling out a win, a much needed win in their division. And I got this being 21-16.
21-16. Okay. You don't have the Colts covering.
No, nah. 10 points is too much for me.
This might be too much for you too. The Rams and the Giants.
Nah, that ain't.
Mine went down to 8. I guess because Daniel Jones is playing now.
Wish I'd have waited.
I know, bro. I know. Sometimes I wish we would have waited too, man. But I still like the Rams.
Yeah. I still think they can cover. I mean, they can get obliterated by the Cowboys, even though it's Mike Glennon. I still think they can do it. That the Rams can do it.
Yeah, I got the Rams. I got the Rams 35. They're at home too. Oh, they're on the road. Okay, maybe a little bit lower. I'm going to go 30. I'm going to go 33 to 19. No, 33-20. Rams.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Nah. Yeah, not too much to say here. D. Jones, he's playing better than he has before and not turning the ball over 100 times. And he's using his legs more than we've seen him using. He turns out he's a lot quicker than some people expected. And they have loaded on offense, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it may not seem like it now because they're hurt, but Galladay, Shepard, Slayton, Tony, Ingram, Rudolph, Barkley. So they have a confident offense. It just all depends on, can the defense get stops and can Daniel Jones take care of the football? But this week they're going to be without Galladay and Barkley. But they'll be getting Shepard back, possibly Slayton. I don't think he's been cleared yet, but Shepard has. Tony, he's good to go. Ingram, he'll be without Barkley. But the Rams, they still have a stout defense at the end of the day. Stafford is still playing like an MVP with his new team and a lot better than some people have seen him in Detroit. And I think the Rams are going to get themselves an easy win this week. And I say 31-21 Rams.
Yeah, oh, I always knew Stafford was good, man. Yeah. But, he's finally getting to show his, like, you know, his ability, you know, playing on a contending team.
Can you still hear me?
Huh?
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me or no? Oh, for crying out loud. I go downstairs and this BS happens. Garwin! Garwin! All right, we'll be right back, guys. Hey, yeah, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. I go downstairs. I go from upstairs to downstairs, and I guess the Wi-Fi wants to go down when I go down. So, welcome back to the Vincent Moreland Show, Moreland More Sports. Next game, we got the Chiefs and the Washington football team. It's the biggest joke in the NFL. I'm sorry. You don't retire a player's number. You don't decide to retire a player's number 3 days, you know, before you actually do it. Why do you make a decision so abruptly? A dead man at that. You use a dead man as a PR stunt to distract people from what's going on with your organization. What do you think, Harwin? Your franchise is pathetic, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are. They're without a team name, an investigation for a bunch of unbecoming emails. I know. I mean, but at least their football team isn't that bad at the end of the day. They have a decent offense. I think they're going to keep things close with the Chiefs, seeing as the Chiefs haven't really been able to completely stomp on any teams. No matter how good their offense is, their defense just can't get right. And Heinicke, I think he's playing a lot better than people expected him to play. I always knew he had it in him ever since I saw him play against Brady last year in the playoffs. I think our team is a lot better on offense than it would be with Fitz, based off of the way I'm seeing Heinicke play. We have a good receiving core. When McLaurin, Curtis can get healthy, like Logan Thomas comes back, we got Gibson and McKissick, sign Humphreys. So I do think that they're going to be able to keep this game close to what I anticipated being a shootout, and I got the – but I do still have the Chiefs winning 33-27.
Yeah, I got the Washington football team losing by 50 this weekend.
Losing by 50?
No, I'm just kidding. I know. I got the Chiefs. I'm going to go 34-24. I'm just really disappointed in that organization. Let me just say, I'm glad I grew up a Ravens fan and not a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
Enough with those clowns. And again, I'm not targeting the players. I'm not targeting Ron Rivera. I'm targeting just that franchise, the people who run that franchise.
Yeah.
No disrespect to any players or anything. To the people on the field. Panthers and Vikings. I like the Vikings, man. I had the Vikings even if Christian McCaffrey was going to play, which he's not. And don't trade for McCaffrey.
No, dude, please do. Guys, don't listen to him because his stock right now is at an all-time low. You could get you a number one RB for probably hardly anything right now if you have the depth to wait for him to come back.
Hey, Carmen, so, what'd you say? You were going to give me a McCaffrey for Devontae Booker, right?
Yeah, and Vincent turned it down. Don't be like him. If somebody offers you a dumb trade like that, you take it.
I might have to. Well, I mean, it's not going to matter because the trade won't go through. Give me one more week with Booker, and we'll see what happens.
Well, then you're not going to want to give him up if he scores a touchdown.
I got Taylor and Chuba. I'll be good.
All right, fine. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll talk about the game now.
I got Vikings in this game. I got 27-23.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got 26-20 Vikings. Panthers are more improved with Darnold, and Darnold's looking a lot better. Once you leave the Jets, go figure. Who would have thought you leave the Jets organization and Adam Gase, and you look like an NFL caliber quarterback? Who knew? You know, they got DJ Anderson, Terrace Marshall. Chubb is good, not as good as McCaffrey.
They don't use Terrace Marshall at all, though.
Yeah, they need to. But, even though the Panthers have gotten better, they did start out 3-0 against some trash teams. They did get better, but the Vikings, they still have, I think, a better overall team. Jefferson and Thielen better than any receivers the Panthers got. We got Dalvin Cook back. And I think this is going to be 26-20 Vikings.
All right. Cardinals and Browns. I'm looking forward to this game, man.
You know, the Cardinals – I wonder if the Cardinals, how are they going to play without, some of the coaches being there. But it didn't matter for the Browns last year against the Steelers, did it?
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if it's going to be more impactful, losing your head coach or losing your star running back. Probably in this situation, your head coach, because the Browns have a guy just as capable as Nick Chubb with Kareem Hunt in the backfield.
Yeah.
I got the Browns winning, though. I got them -3. Their line went up to 3.5.
What, the Browns went up as 3.5 favorites?
Yeah.
Still don't know what they're thinking with that.
Despite the Cardinals being 5-0, they could have lost to Minnesota. I think the Cardinals are good, but I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl this year. I got the Browns in this game. I'm going to go 30-27.
You took the over, huh? Sometimes Browns games are hard to predict. They're really weird. But
that Browns-Vikings game was weird.
Yeah, so you would stay on paper, the over, but I don't know, it all depends on what kind of Mayfield you get, really. But, give me the Cardinals in this game. I think they're going to pull this one off even without the head coach because Kyler's not playing too well. They have really good offense, Hopkins. AJ Green's there, Kirk. We got the rookie out of I can't remember where he's from, but we got him. What the? They got him. And they traded for Ertz. I know he's probably not going to be playing, but they traded for Ertz. They still got Williams. Conner's there, Edmonds. Have a kind of respectable defense, I think. You know, they got Buda Baker, good D line, and Chandler Jones, Watt. So I think they're going to pull this one off against the Browns and stay undefeated. And give me the Cardinals 27-21.
All right. Raiders and Broncos. This is the hardest game for me to pick this week. What about you?
Seems pretty easy for me to pick based off what the Raiders are going through. So
okay. So you got Denver too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got them.
Not too much of a very exciting game for me that I'll be looking forward to watching.
Yeah, I mean, I got Waller. I got Sutton. Yeah. So I need Darren Waller to get me 50 points. I don't really care about this game.
Yeah, Broncos.
I think I have a wager for this game to go over, I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember. I probably didn't even put anything in. All I know is I just care about Darren Waller's production. Any other factor in this game, I don't really give a damn about.
Yeah.
I guess I can root for the Broncos in a sense that if we ever went to a wild card home with them, we would own a tiebreaker against them compared to the Raiders. But that's all. That's really it. Go Broncos.
Right. Yeah, give me 14-20 Broncos next.
Cowboys and Patriots. I don't know why Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite. Do you?
Probably because they're on the road or something. Who cares?
I'm sure you like Dallas big, don't you? You like Dallas, don't you?
Yeah, I put them to cover in almost all my parlays.
Oh, yeah, that's where you messed up.
Probably. I mean, but that's one of my lock picks. So when I have a lock pick, I just pick them all.
Oh, I forgot to do my lock of the week. My lock of the week is Rams over Giants. That's my lock of the week. But yeah, I got Cowboys. I think Mac Jones, this will be a good opportunity for him to show what he's got. You know, it'll be a CBS 425 game of the week. Mm-hmm. You know, Romo and Jim Nance will be calling this game.
Yeah.
It's the battle of who is America's team. It's certainly not the Patriots anymore because Brady's not on there.
Right. You know, everybody speaks out against the Patriots organization. Talking about it, it was Tom Brady. It's looking like him, obviously. But give me the Mac Jones. Their offense has been very conservative with him. Not entirely his fault. He hasn't passed for more than 280 yards in the game yet. Still early in his career, still a rookie, so nothing to fret over. But I'd like to see him air it out a little bit more. Probably this would be the game to do it, seeing as the Cowboys offense has been pretty on fire recently. So they're probably going to be playing from behind most of this game, and Dallas that run they just have a really good balance offense with their run game. Get the play action going. So please tell me that you caught some of that.
No, I hope it. No, what happened? I set my phone down and then my stupid Siri activated. So I hope it's saved on there. If not, I'll tell the audience what we listen to. But who did you have between the Patriots and the Cowboys? I got the Cowboys. I'm gonna go 27-20. Yeah, 20. Actually, no, 30-20.
Okay, I was kind of getting kind of deep with it, so I said a lot.
But yeah, start over, bro.
I'm just saying how the Patriots offense has been really conservative for Mac Jones so far, and that it's not entirely his fault. Some of it's on Belichick. He has yet to pass over 280 yards in the game. Not that that's entirely his fault, but he's still young and short in his career. Nothing to fret over, but I think this is a good game for him to be able to do that, seeing as how I think he's going to be playing from behind most of the game, and Dallas's offense has been really pretty unstoppable recently. They have a good balanced offense with a tough run-pass combo. You get the run going on, and the play-action Dak has been really good coming off a career-threatening injury. And the offense is just going to be real hard to stop, and the Patriots' defense hasn't been what it's been in the past. It's been not even close. And I don't see them stopping Dallas's offense this week. So give me Dallas 31-20.
All right. This is going to be the least entertaining Sunday night football game this year.
You think so?
Actually, no. The Rams and the Bears, that was pretty bad. I didn't like that. Seahawks and Steelers. Especially I'm excited if Russell Wilson was playing, but he's not. The Steelers are not fun to watch. But this will actually be my first good look at Najee Harris, so.
Yeah. You won't need to look much. He's the real deal.
Oh, I know he is. I got the Steelers winning.
Yeah, give me the Steelers in this game. The Seahawks, even though Geno looked all right last week, I don't really give them that much of a chance without him, even though they still got Metcalf and Lockett to help him out. But overall, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. St. Ed's Roethlisberger's kind of losing a step. They lost Juju. They kind of play behind Najee a little bit more, leaning on their run game. And Claypool and Deontay Johnson are still good receivers. They're going to get theirs. And I see it being 26-13.
I got 23-17.
Okay.
And then the Bills and the Titans. Josh Norman will not be playing in this game. Just letting you know.
Okay.
You get the reference?
Wait, say it again.
Josh Norman will not be playing this game.
What game is it?
The Bills and the Titans.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
The greatest stiff arm that ever happened that didn't count.
Right. Wow. Remember,
but we all saw it.
Yeah,
even though that rush by Henry didn't count in the stat sheets,
yeah.
We saw it. Yep. I got the Bills, man. Yeah, but the man. Music City, the Music City team, they might do something.
They might not. I'm leaning towards they might not. So give me the
Bills. I need the Bills to win, man.
Give me the Bills 35-26. The rolling Titans defense sucks. It is what it is. Henry's going to get his, always does. Josh Allen playing like the Josh Allen that we knew, that he wasn't looking like the first 2 weeks. And thank goodness he is, because I was starting to regret picking him early, but now it's kind of working out. And give me the Bills 35-26.
Give me Bills 34-27. Boom.
Wait, say that again.
34-27 Bills.
Okay, you got a high scoring game too.
I need the Bills to pay my bills this week, man.
Did you get them to cover the over?
The cover. And the over.
Nice.
I think. I can't remember.
Why did you make it?
Yeah, Carl, I'm about to give you a call for this 2-hour drive. What do you think?
You say you're gonna give me you can.
All right.
I'm gonna be eating, but all right,
that's cool.
let me tell you when I'm finished eating my call.
All right, just give me a call.
Yeah, but all yeah, right. All right, guys. Thanks. Thanks for having me, Vince. Have a safe trip, and I'll see y'all here next week.
All right, see you next time, Carwin. Thank you.
Anytime.
Thank you guys for listening.
Woo! Go 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 go. All right.
<so. laughs> All right.